Good afternoon. I'm Neha, and I'm a research student at Texas Tech University. As a part of a very long-term project to study cotton fiber maturity, we were facing with the question of an appropriate sampling protocol, especially when we were dealing with a single plant or a few plants. And so that led us to investigate cotton fiber variability that we see within the plant itself. So the objective of this research was to investigate fiber quality variability within the plant, and we did this through phenotypic characterization of TM1 fibers. Fiber quality variability can be described as the differences we see between the length, strength, fineness, maturity of individual fibers that can be seen within the same genotype, plant, or even within the same ball of fibers. Possible reasons that can lead to this variability could be development, just the way the plant grows, different metabolic processes that affect it, or environment. We know that rainfall, temperature, etc., can lead to fiber quality variability. Genotypes have differences in the quality. Pima cotton has longer fiber, finer fibers compared to upland cotton. And then there's fiber processing, like Dr. Eke explained. We have differences in fiber quality depending on the different harvesting techniques we use, especially stripper and picking, as well as also differences in the ginning. Saw ginning or roller ginning can lead to different fiber lengths and lead to variability. So the variability that we see within the plant itself is very important, like I said before, especially when we are sampling for a few for an experiment which lead for the sampling of a single plant or a few plants. The quality of data that can be produced from a research project could be impacted greatly by the sampling protocol that is used. And it is very important that we know that the tested fibers that we have are actually representing the genotype, plant, or plot under study. For this experiment, the approach we took was we took TM1 fibers, we hand ginned them, and then we performed physical analysis of the fibers followed by structural analysis. So what we have is TM1, which is nothing but wild type of plant cotton, and we grew them in the field to see how they develop under normal environmental conditions. Sampling was done by tagging individual fruiting positions on 20 different plants. We hand harvested them, and then we followed hand ginning because we didn't want to impact the fiber quality by machine ginning. So to have minimal fiber breakage, we performed hand ginning. This is a representative plant to show you how we labeled and did the sampling. We see TM32, which means that it's the third branch, and it's ball number 2 on the third branch. So what we did is we have 20 such plants, and obviously we won't have sufficient lint from a single ball. So we take, we combine the identical fruiting positions from all the 20. We generated sufficient lint so that we could perform fiber analysis on it. Physical analysis was done using aphis and mantis. We had 5,000 fibers per rep and 3 reps for the aphis, and mantis because we wanted to do individual fiber strength testing on these fibers. We then performed structural analysis, which is done using image analysis of fiber cross sections, FTIR and TGA, and I'll talk about this eventually. Coming to the results, we performed aphis. This is what we saw during aphis. This is the graph of fiber quality that we see from branch 1 to branch 12, which means I'm going from the bottom of the plant to the top, and what we see is we have a decreasing fiber maturity ratio, and it is very evident that fiber maturity does decrease as we progress from the bottom of the plant to the top. We then did the NEPS, and we see that we have increasing NEPS, and like we know, maturity and NEPS are associated with each other. So as fiber maturity decreased, we had increasing amount of NEPS. We also had fibers getting finer, and then this is aphis fineness, and also the overall length was also decreasing as we progressed from the bottom of the plant to the top. This is the maturity distribution that we got from the aphis. This is branch 1, 6, and 12, which is the middle of the plant, the top of the plant, and the bottom. And we can see that from branch 1 to 12, we have decreasing fiber maturity. And then we looked at the length, and like Dr. Eke explained, at branch 12, this 0.5 inches and less, we have a very high proportion of short fibers. Now, this short fibers is probably a result of the fact that fibers are very immature, so as we gin them, we break more because they are weaker, and that's why we have the short fiber content. So far, I was talking about the fiber quality that we have, which decreases from the bottom of the plant to the top. This is the maturity distribution of within the branch itself. We're progressing from branch 1 to branch 3, and what we see is that from the first fruiting position to the last, we also have decreasing fiber quality. So as we move away from the main axis of the plant, we have decrease in fiber maturity. We then perform mantis because we wanted to see individual fiber strength, and what we have is that this is the fiber strength from the bottom of the plant to the top. We're again from branch 1 to branch 12, and we have nearly stable strength till the first 10 branches, but we have a major drop in fiber strength at 11 and 12, which goes with our previous data that says that we also have decreasing fiber maturity. This is the distribution of the fiber strength, where we can see that we have nearly stable strength in the first 6 branches, but when we go to branch 12, very weak fibers. This is the elongation, and we have nearly stable elongation in the bottom of the plant, but as we go towards the top, elongation also is affected. We then perform structural analysis of fibers to look into the ultrastructure to see what's going on there. We started with image analysis of fiber cross-sections, and this is the diagram. This is just an image of what we see. What we have is theta, which is again the maturity, and this goes with our APHIS results that showed that we have decreasing maturity as we progress from branch 1 to branch 12, and that we have increasing fiber perimeter as we progress from bottom to the top. So what I'm saying here is that just imagine that if we had fibers that we harvested from the bottom of the plant and we send them for fiber analysis, we would be thinking that's excellent fiber quality. And if we harvested the same plant from the top of the plant, it would have very poor fiber quality, which actually none of the results represent the actual fiber quality of the plant. We then performed FTIR. We used Spectrum 1 equipped with a UATR accessory. They were collected at this resolution and the range. We had 3 replications per sample, and for every replication, we had at least 30 spectras. And on each spectra, we have 32 co-added scans, which means we have a large amount of spectra. This is how it looks. This is the UATR accessory. We have an incident radiation of infrared, and then we have the reflection. This is how the absorption bands are absorbed, and this is how we get the spectra. And this is the representative FTIR spectrum with some of the major functional groups that we see in a mature cotton fiber. This is the carbohydrate fingerprint region, and this is for the adsorbed water, hydrogen bond, CH, and the beta linkage that we see in the cellulose chains. So we performed FTIR on our samples, and this is an example. This is the picture of 1001 and 985, and like I showed earlier, this was the carbohydrate fingerprint. We see that at branch 1, we have a very pronounced vibration compared to what we have at 12. We then performed an exploratory principal component analysis to see if we could separate this in 2 different groups, and we could. The first group is from branch 1 to 8, which has definitely better fiber quality in terms of maturity, and the second group is the one that had poorer fiber quality. We then performed TGA, where the thermograms recorded between 37 and 600. We had 3 replications, and they had a standard weight for every sample, and the first derivatives were calculated. This is the representative thermogram of the TM1 fibers. In order to calculate the exact deflection inflection point where we have the transition, the thermal transition, we did the first derivative. And what we have here of interest is region 2, which comes from the decomposition of cellulose and non-cellulosic substances. What we see in region 2 is that we have an increasing weight loss as we progress from the bottom of the plant to the top, which means that this probably came from the fact that for a fixed weight, we have increasing amount of non-cellulosic substances that the fibers get more and more immature, which lead to this increased weight loss. To conclude, we can say there is decreasing fiber quality from the bottom of the plant to the top. We also have decreasing fiber quality within the same branch. The possible reasons could be the location within the plant, the flowering dates, but we thought that maybe the same flowering dates could have identical fiber quality, but that was not true. It could be the UV radiation because the fibers at the top of the plant have more exposure to UV, but that was not true because we harvested them almost every other day, so they had hardly any exposure to the UV radiation. And the fourth could be environment. Now, it is possible the environment has a very strong impact because as the plant grows, there's a strong impact of the season. It gets colder and colder, and maybe that played the role in causing this fiber quality variability. Now, this highlights the importance of appropriate sampling protocol, especially when we are dealing with a single plant or a few plants. And we also need to know that whatever fibers we analyze actually represent what we are studying. We propose a sampling protocol based on this research that we harvest at least all the balls from the plant, complete ball or one lock per ball. We gin them based on what the ultimate goal of our project is. We could use saw ginning, roller ginning, or hand ginning. And then we need to blend the sample really well so that there's proper mixing and we reduce the effect of variability to some extent. Thank you.
Thank you.